Coach Dave Van Horn is on with us. Coach, welcome back into the zone. Thanks for coming on with us.
No problem. It's the weather down here is hot and humid as usual.
Amen. I'm sure you love it.
Yeah, it's better than being cold, I'll tell you that. It's that time of year when things heat up and we need to heat up.
No question. Well, congrats on another postseason. What were your initial thoughts when you saw the location and the team of your regional matchup?
Well, I figured we were going to go to Texas. I figured we were going to Baylor or Rice, and it actually came down to the last two regionals, and our name hadn't been popped up there yet. And I figured that, you know, when I saw us down to two, I thought we were going to go to Baylor. And you know, we've been in Houston once already this year. I played at Minute Maid Park. It was a good experience for our team. And, you know, just glad to be here. And spent a lot of time chasing down players in this state. And it actually gives us an opportunity to see some of our recruits over the next couple of days. And, you know, some kids where we are still recruiting, some kids we've already committed and try to keep them from signing professional. That right. Draft's coming up next week, which is always, you know, lingering, and it just seems like it's never-ending issue with us. But I like our draw. I like playing down here, and I think the guys are comfortable here. Now it's about going out there and play.
Coach, when you look at this season, I went back and looked at some games that could have gone either way. The team that has the most wins this year only had like 44, and you guys with 39 wins, you were right there to where you possibly could have been definitely a regional host, but even a possible national seed.
Yeah, I know, and that's the thing that's frustrating. You know, you just look back, and there's always what-ifs in sports, and a decision here, a play there, and, you know, lay it on the coaches, lay it on players every now and then. But as a team, you know, it's everybody. And, you know, disappointing that we lost so many one-run games, blew some leads, and, you know, had some injuries down the stretch that didn't help. I mean, that 6-0 lead against South Carolina, that's the one that eats me a little bit on a Friday night. And, you know, we had Ryan Stanek on the mound, just flat getting after him for three innings. And we had gotten all over there, two-time All-American, and had a great approach against him. And then next thing you know, they scored three, then they scored two. And Stanek finally lets us know that his back's bothering him. It's been bothering him for two innings. And, you know, not only did they come back and beat us in extra innings, they ended up winning the series, another one-run loss, I think, on Sunday. But I guess the thing was is that we lost Stanek for that game. We lost him for the next week against Auburn. And then, really, he only got to throw one inning against Tennessee. He took a line drive off his shoulder. And, you know, going into the conference tournament, he hadn't thrown really in a month. And it's going to be interesting to see how it goes down here with him. But there's always little things that make a huge difference in a long season, and especially a sport like baseball, and we've had our share this year.
Coach, I don't know if it's a good omen or not, but I believe the last two national champions, it's been one team, but they've gone 0-2 in that SEC tournament.
Yeah, well, you know, we can use that. Maybe we'll throw that at him tonight in practice. But I tell you, it's as a matter of fact, we're getting ready to practice here in just a little while. We've been practicing in the middle of the day since last Thursday, just trying to get acclimated to the heat, because I figured we were going to come south and it was going to be hot. And, you know, we worked out yesterday before we traveled. We practiced today at 12, and then tomorrow we practice around noon. So hopefully we'll continue to get better. The team's real upbeat, you know. Is that going to make us play better? I hope so. You know, this team's been funny. You know, one week, you know, I'm going, wow, this is a pretty good team. The next week, I'm going, well, where's the team that was here last weekend? And, you know, hopefully we can put together a streak here the next couple of weeks.
I wanted to ask you about that, Coach. Coach Dave Van Horn, join us on the hotline from Houston, Arkansas, Sam Houston State, 1 p.m. With all the close games, injuries, and you talked about just how really one bounce either way, there's so many different factors that go into it. What do you tell your team when you're approaching now another part of the season, right? I know a lot of teams will say this is just another part. Do you have them learn from that? Do you try to get away from those things and start fresh? What kinds of approach you take with your team?
Probably a little bit all of that. You know, obviously coaches will always say it's a new season, whether you've had a championship season or you're a team that just snuck into the postseason because you got hot at the right time or whatever. But, you know, right now what we're trying to focus on is that it's all still there for us. Everything that we've been working for, you know, for years, you know, trying to get these players in here, recruiting them 2 and 3 and 4 years ago, and just all the workouts and the tough stuff we put them through, and, you know, how this league, the SEC, makes you ready for anything. You know, we've seen it all. We've seen every type of pitcher. We've seen 100-mile-an-hour velocity. We've seen 95 all the time. A lot of 90. We've seen lefties, righties. You know, there's nothing that we haven't seen that can just shock us. And, you know, so we feel like we're ready for postseason. That is one thing about our league. It will get you ready. And if you play well, you got a chance to get to that championship game and win and move on. And, you know, that's what we're focusing on right now. And really, it's Sam Houston State. And, you know, people call them a mid-major. I used to coach in the Southland Conference. Very good team. I mean, they're right down the road here. Almost every one of their players is from the state of Texas. A lot of Houston kids. And this is probably the best, you know, one of the best, if not the best places to recruit in the country when you're talking about, you know, Division I players and big league type players, and they've got a lot of them on the team. We've got to get past a really good left-hander on Friday, and so that's pretty much our main focus.
And, Coach, you're going to start DJ Baxendale Friday, and then you've got Stanek waiting there Saturday. Talk about the pitching rotation that you plan to use this weekend.
Yeah, we just, you know, our situation is we have to get off to a good start, and you know, DJ's been our best pitcher. We've got to go with him and you know, hopefully win the game. If we don't win the game, we're not going to look back and say, well, we should have started DJ, and now look at us. We're in a major bind. And just try to get to 1-0 and then watch Rice and, you know, Prairie View play on Friday night and see who we're going to get and then go from there. But, you know, DJ's been good, and I'd say his last four outings he's been every bit as good as he's ever been since he's been here, and he's been good for 3 years. So excited for him, and hopefully he'll get us off to a good start.
Coach, you've recruited down there in that area. You're down there now. How bad is the traffic? Is it as bad as everybody says it is?
Well, it's not as bad as California, but it's not much better.
So I need a tank for a rental car tomorrow is what you're saying.
I would get a big car so you don't get run over. That's what I do when I go on the road. When I'm in California or Houston, I always upgrade a little bit because I don't want to get run over. And but it's okay. You know, we got in last night about 11 o'clock, so the traffic was pretty good.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, Coach, despite us sending Trey Schaap down there, we're going to send our zone karma to you. And if he acts up down there, make sure you let us know, and he'll never show his face down there again.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat.
We got to keep an eye on him. He's wild.
Coach, we'll see you tomorrow. Good luck.
Okay, you guys have a safe trip, and we'll see you at the ballpark.